Today's episode is brought to you by Shine Cosmetics. Guys, I'm so excited. Earlier last week, I sent out an SOS on my Instagram just saying, hey guys, why do all the mascaras I keep trying lately suck? Like, I keep purchasing new mascaras, I keep trying out new mascaras, and they will look good for a little bit, and then they just like flake out all over the place. Every single time I look in the mirror or like at my phone or something, I have to like scrape the fallout and stuff like from underneath my eyes. And I just asked everybody, hey guys, what happened to all the good mascaras? Well, Shine Cosmetics heard my cries. They said, hey, we have a great mascara. We would love to send it to you. And then they also sent me some other goodies. I'm so impressed. And I promise you, I'm not just saying that because they gave me a promo code for 10% off. It's one to chat. Anyway, I promise you, I'm not just saying that I loved it because it's, you know, advantageous for me to say so. I am so thoroughly impressed with this mascara. So there's like a primer that goes on first. And then once you like let it dry for 30 seconds, you put an extra layer on. My lashes do not budge. Even on those nights where I don't wash my face, I like wake up and the mascara is still on there. And I could really just keep letting it ride, which is not great for my skincare routine, but it is great for my lashes. And I'm very, very impressed with it. They also sent me their BB cream. And it's like the perfect lightweight, like little oomph of color. I always wear my CC cream that I've worn for years that I like get from like makeup stores. And I love that, but I do always feel like maybe a little bit like done up where I'm like, oh, I just want to like go to the park. I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, like all fancy and done up for the park. Like I just want a little bit of a pop of color. Like you just want like a little bit of something. The BB cream is perfect for that. They also sent me a little lip gloss. And it just tastes like a vanilla cupcake, like something I used to get from Bath & Body Works back in the day, and I love it so much. So anyway, if you're looking for some new cosmetics, I've heard amazing things about their contour stick. That's what I have to get next. I've heard amazing things about their blush and their highlighter. They have so many things on their website, so go to shinecosmetics.com and use my code WANNACHAT for 10% off of your entire purchase. And come join me on this flake-free mascara journey where we wear cute BB creams to the park on our low-maintenance days, and we wear vanilla cupcake-scented lip gloss, and we look real cute. So go to shinecosmetics.com and use code WANNACHAT for 10% off. All right, now on with the show. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Addis Bana Chat podcast. I'm Mary and I'm so happy that you're here because today we are having a Kate Middleton crash course. We're going to talk about all of the controversy. We're going to give a full timeline of events because I know that a lot of people have been wondering like, okay, where do I start? Somebody please tell me like from A to Z, like what do I need to know so I could just like hop into the discourse? And guess what? Here you go. Here's what you need. This is everything you need to know about the whole controversy and the Photoshop fails and the weird palace statements and the Associated Press kill notice and Rose Hanbury and Prince William and everything that you need to know. So we go over all of that. And then of course we talk about the Oscars for a little bit because you know, 'tis the season, we got to do it. So anyway, stay tuned. It should be a good one. Hello, everybody. Long time no podcast. Here I am yet again with another handful of excuses. I've been gone for the last month. I've been trying to get the I Just Wanna Chat TV club off the ground. Been doing a lot of stuff. Haven't really had time to like commit myself to podcasting. Although I have been like the girl who cried podcast on my Instagram every week. Like every single week, I'm like, hey, new podcast episode coming out this week. And then I don't get around to it. But this week is different because what the hell is going on in the world of Kate Middleton and Prince William and the royal family and whatnot? We're here today to have a Kate Middleton crash course. I'm going to tell you the timeline of events as we know it with layers of speculation, and we're going to analyze everything that we could analyze. And to do that, I thought that it would be fun to bring on my husband here because here's my problem. Sometimes I get so like caught up in my own head, and not just my own head, but like the idea that everybody is on the internet, like the same internet that I am, and like seeing the same stuff. But so then when I explain things, I tend to like skip over key details. But with my husband here, who knows very little to nothing, about this stuff,
about the royals,
I think it will be a better like thought experiment to explain to him and explain to you guys. This is going to be a explain it to me like I'm five type crash course on the whole Kate Middleton is missing saga. Does that sound good? Is everybody in agreeance? Does it sound good, Alex?
Sure.
I feel like I entered that like really weird. Like,
ready for my education.
Are you so excited to be educated? And then also, we'll talk about the Oscars for a little bit at the end. I had like big dreams of doing like an Oscars recap thing like immediately after. But truthfully, like not that much happened at the Oscars. It was just like a good quality show. I'm Just Ken was sung.
Except for the weird naked thing.
What was the weird naked thing?
I keep hearing about it.
John Cena? Yeah. That was like an innocent little sketch.
I know, but everyone made it seem so weird.
Who's everyone? I don't think I've seen more than one person talk about it today. And the only people that I've seen talk about it is, for some reason on TikTok, there's this like weird Illuminati type theory that John Cena has been involved in like humiliation rituals.
Yeah.
Is that what you've seen?
That's what I saw.
Okay.
And where are like you seeing at first, this? I don't know. Just online, yeah. At first, I didn't buy it, but they actually put some evidence behind... Not evidence, but...
I think he's just an actor.
Yeah, no, I think... Yeah, but they just...
Because
just a lot of happenstance that made it...
Well, no, a lot of the things that they were... A lot of the things that they were talking about with this whole John Cena humiliation trial thing. So here's the theory. Let me explain this like you're five. The theory is that John Cena is trying to reach a new level of fame. And so he's being put through these humiliation trials in the public eye, and then like once he like accomplishes so many of these, then he gets to be like more famous. But like he's already an A-lister. He's already like a movie star. And also like, okay, so why only John Cena? Because I can't think of any other like male celebrities that we've like put through.
He's being picked on.
But like why him? And like why are we putting him through this stuff? Like people are saying like, oh, it's another humiliation trial. I'm like, show me one other person that's like having to do these weird things. Because here's the thing. Some of the like humiliation trial things that people are citing are just really weird and gross. So, I mean, like they're saying, oh, like him having to come out on the Oscars last night naked was a humiliation trial. And then like, oh, him like acting in his new movie dressed up like a little schoolgirl or whatever. I'm like, I think he's just acting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then like he was on Jimmy Fallon also dressed up as a schoolgirl. Then like they put on like a really gross clip of John Cena talking about how he like has slept with women who like way more than him. And people are like, this is a humiliation trial. I'm like, you sickos. Like, why is that a humiliation trial? Like, he's just talking about the fact that he's had sex with people who weigh more than 120 pounds. Like, it's all dumb. I don't know. But is that the stuff that you've been seeing about the Oscars?
Yeah, that sums it up.
That's like so low down on the totem pole. I feel like most of the Oscars coverage that I've just seen has just been like, Lily Gladstone should have won it, but also, sorry, unprofessional of me. But also Emma Stone was great. Like, I feel like that's the discourse that I've seen today. I've seen a few people talk about how Robert Downey Jr. grabbed the Oscar from Kihi Kwan. And most of the people I've seen have been like, wow, this was kind of weird. But then I've wanted to enter the discourse, but then I've held myself back because I'm trying to be a better person online lately. Because I wanted to compare it to how Taylor Swift, she took that award from Celine Dion, and then that was a whole week of discourse about how she's like an ungrateful brat. And literally, Robert Downey Jr. did the same exact thing to Kihi Kwan, and everyone's like, look, Robert Downey Jr. was so cute. He was so overwhelmed. He just took that award from Kihi Kwan. So that's what we call a double standard.
Yeah.
Listen to The Man by Taylor Swift. You'll know what I mean. Anyway, let's
something out of nothing.
Let's talk about Kate Middleton. Are you guys ready? So, as you guys know, there's been a lot of speculation about Kate Middleton and her whereabouts and her health. And just from the offset, before we hop in, I wanted to say that for me personally, I have participated and I have given this whole like saga the weight. I don't know what I want to say here. Like, I have thought of these as funny little theories up until about today, maybe yesterday. Like, I've thought of them as like, wow, something weird is happening here. But ultimately, before today, I kind of just assumed she's probably just recovering from an abdominal surgery. And the internet is like having a little bit of fun, like a little too much fun,
yeah,
you know?
Going on.
But today,
too much and nothing.
Stuff is weird. Stuff is really weird, and we cannot turn a blind eye to it anymore. There's too many coincidences. Let's go over it all. So here's your Kate Middleton crash course. So I'm going to go over this whole timeline. I am using a blog from Time Magazine. Like, they've compiled a timeline. That's going to be my support for this, but the theories and everything are all my own. I'm just using Time Magazine's log of the dates to keep us, you know, straight. So, Kate Middleton's last public appearance was on Christmas Day with the royal family. That's a big thing for the royal family. They go out at Sandringham. I feel like I only know how to say that word because of Outlander. Remember the Duke of Sandringham? Yes,
I do remember that.
Guys, we might be watching Outlander as the next I Just Want to Chat TV clip, just so you know. It's either that Succession or True Blood. We're all going to vote tomorrow. Anyway, so it's a big thing. They all go out and they greet the public. People give them gifts. They say hi to everybody. It's a big public to-do on Christmas. That was the last time that Kate Middleton was seen, and she was there with the whole family. So on January 17th, Kensington Palace announced that Kate had been admitted to the London Clinic to have abdominal surgery. And the palace said that they weren't going to be giving many details about the surgery. They just said it's an undisclosed abdominal surgery. And they said that she was going to remain in the hospital for up to 2 weeks. And that was wild. Like, that news at first was wild because everybody thought, why is somebody in the hospital for an abdominal surgery for 2 weeks? Because, I mean, if you have a C-section, they kick you out of there in 2 days. And for a C-section, they literally slice you and take all the stuff out of you and stuff. Even a hysterectomy, that was kind of the procedure that most people were landing on. They're like, oh, this is probably a hysterectomy, because the recovery for a hysterectomy can be brutal. And the palace was saying that we shouldn't plan on seeing her until Easter, at least. But you still wouldn't be in the hospital for that long. But then, of course, you know, people aren't really royal. So I think at that point, people were looking at the story and going, weird that they're not telling us what the abdominal surgery is. Weird that she's going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks, but all right, whatever. But then hours later that day, Buckingham Palace announced that King Charles was going to be treated for an enlarged prostate. So we didn't know about the cancer at this point, but we knew that he was going to be in the hospital. And of course, some people were writing their own Grey's Anatomy scripts and being like, Kate is in the hospital donating a kidney to King Charles. Anyway, on January 18th, William visited Kate at the London Clinic. And then they say that Kate was released from the hospital on January 29th. And then they reiterated again that she would not resume her public duties until after Easter, which is, you know, at the end of March. So then flash forward to February 5th, they announced that King Charles was diagnosed with cancer. And this is notable for many reasons. One, how sad. Two, how sad that he waited his entire life to become king, and now, in his 70s, he's finally king, and now he has cancer. Three, which was, some people that were kind of following the possible conspiracy of this whole thing were thinking, weird that they'll tell us that King Charles has cancer, but they won't tell us that Kate Middleton, they won't tell us what's going on with Kate.
Yeah.
So it was weird that we were getting so many intimate details about King Charles, who obviously is at the top of the monarchy. I wanted to say top of the pyramid, this was Dance Mom, so that's why I stumbled over those words. Anyway, the head of the monarchy, they'll tell us specifics about him, but a lesser royal, you would think that the stakes would be lower, but they're not telling us exactly what happened with Kate. So still people are being weird about it. But also with Charles's cancer, they're being a little weird about it. They won't tell us the type of cancer. They said that it's not prostate cancer. So, you know, who knows? So anyway, throughout the month of February, people were saying, well, where is Kate? You would think that we would get a picture or something, but alarm flags weren't really raised yet. Okay, so flash forward to February 27th. On February 27th, Prince William's godfather, who was the something of Greece, I can't remember his title, can't remember his name. A real journalist would tell you, but that's not me. Anyway, His godfather had passed away. His godfather had actually passed away a year ago, but they were having like a celebration ceremony for him, which is essentially his like UK funeral. And Prince William was supposed to do a reading at it. And he had it in his official schedule that's published for the British public to look at. He was supposed to be there. Like, the timeline is kind of varied. I've seen people say that he said that he wasn't going to make it and that he canceled 45 minutes before the service. I've heard up to 3 hours before the service. But all you need to know is that Prince William suddenly canceled on going to the service and doing a reading for his godfather. And it was like his name was printed in the program for the funeral and everything. So it was a very, very weird thing that Prince William wasn't going to be at that funeral. And that's really what kind of set the internet on fire all over again. So like there was already a hive of people and like there were already people kind of digging into this on Reddit saying like, okay, well, what is happening to Kate Middleton right now? But after Prince William was not at the funeral, that's really when the whole conversation kind of got, you know, relitigated through the public. So people were coming up with their theories, and of course the theories were, you know, very varied. So they kind of like generally fell into three different camps, and the three categories can be like best organized as: number one, Kate and William are headed for divorce. William is going to start his new life with his rumored longtime mistress, Rose Hanbury. We'll get to her in a minute. Number two, people thought like, okay, something medical. Like, we know that she's, you know, had this abdominal surgery, but is there something more going on? Like, the craziest theories went from like her being in a coma to her being not alive anymore to her getting a BBL, Brazilian butt lift. A lot of things. One of the theories that like I kind of thought was maybe the most plausible is the theory that she had like a temporary colostomy bag, and like so she had to kind of stay hidden from the public eye for those reasons. But then I learned that those could also be pretty well hidden, so I don't know. And then the third kind of category of theories that people came up with is that Kate was just fed up with royal life, she wants out, and she's trying to gain some distance before things become more serious with King Charles. Because that's the big piece of the puzzle here that we have to remember, right? So King Charles, the head of the monarchy, has cancer. And, like, I mean, Prince Harry flew out immediately to visit him. And you know that things are strained that way. And the British media, like, have been treating it very seriously, which obviously, like, a cancer diagnosis is very serious, but kind of insiders have said that this is a very serious situation, kind of maybe more serious than they're letting on. And that's what makes the Prince William and Kate are getting a divorce theories, and the Kate Middleton is just getting really fed up with public or with the, you know, royal life and she wants out theories, that really complicates things. Because if King Charles's health is, you know, delicate right now, this is not the time for a monarchy change. And Prince William, if he is to assume the throne, he has to be married. He can't just, like, be a bachelor and be the king. And then who would it go to? Prince George? Like, that would be, like, a big, big, big mess. And not a mess that, A, Prince William would, you know, be willing to participate in for love. Like, he's not going to, like, run away with Rose Hanbury right now and then, like, possibly, like, give up the throne. Like, that's not going to happen.
And Harry's out of the picture.
Yeah, but Harry is, like, not in the line of succession anymore.
At all.
It's not because he's kicked out. Like, if something crazy happened, like, William and all of the kids for some reason, you know, I don't want to talk about the death of children, but you know what I mean. Like, Harry is behind all of William's family in the line of succession now. But like they don't even fly together anymore. So like it will never happen. Harry will never be king. Anyway, so that kind of like complicates things. Real quick, who is Rose Hanbury? So Rose Hanbury is Prince William's rumored longtime mistress. So there are some reports that say that William and Rose have been together as early as 2014, 2015. Some people even think that they have a child together that was born in 2015. But really, like, the rumors had, like, real legs and, like, sources coming out and saying, like, hey, I worked at their cottage and I found condoms in a garbage pail. I have seen them together. I was part of the wait staff that, like, helped serve them a meal or something. Those rumors kind of come from 2017 to 2018. Who is Rose Hanbury? So, Rose Hanbury is the... I'm trying to get her title right because, of course, it's, like, ridiculous and British. Sarah Rose Cholmondeley is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley. And she is a British peeress and also a former model. She is married to David Cholmondeley, who has like a very long royal line. He is 63. She is 39. And they live near Prince William and Princess Kate's family home. So they live like a couple miles apart. Prince William and Kate Middleton got married in 2011. And it's said that, like, they kind of became, like, fast friends. Those were, like, their couple best friends. So they would go on double dates and that kind of stuff. And then the rumors really, again, got very loud and kind of had some weight to it when Princess Kate was pregnant with Prince Louis back in 2017. And people said that Prince William was spending a lot of time with Rose and not a lot of time with his pregnant wife, Princess Kate. Okay, so then here's where things really start to get weird. So the internet, again, is going crazy. The palace reissues a statement and they just say, Princess Kate appreciates the amount of speculation, or not speculation,
concern.
But like, yeah, the amount of concern. And they say that she's recovering and that's kind of all the information that you could expect to get from the palace. That's kind of what their statement said. So that's kind of giving everybody even more pause. And the thing is what makes this whole situation so, you know, eyebrow rising is that the general deal between the public and the royal family is that the public pays for the British royal family. And therefore, in return, the royal family gives the public access. Have there been secrets before? Of course. Watch The Crown or read anything about the royals. They are a sketchy bunch, but they're normally pretty forthcoming with medical information, surprisingly, and, you know, like, their schedules are published. So, like, this weird air of secrecy, especially compared to the fact that we know that King Charles has cancer, and, like, they're willing to tell us that King Charles has cancer, but why aren't they willing to tell us what's going on with Princess Kate? That's kind of, like, what's, you know, raising all the red flags here. So, it's all very strange. So they released that statement, and then on March 4th, TMZ published a grainy paparazzi shot of Kate riding in a car driven by her mother. And they said that this was Kate picking up her kids from school. That story kind of was weird because Prince William said that he'd be the one picking them up from school, and his schedule was open that day. And also, like, the British media, they have a really weird relationship with the royals. Like, sometimes, like, they're so invasive, but also, like, their hands are tied in a lot of aspects about what they can and cannot report on. But the idea that they would be willing to publish a photo of Kate from far away, but it would be this grainy, undiscernible photo of Princess Kate that, like, just kind of, like, looks a little odd, is this very, very weird. Because they have gotten very high-quality photos from way further away beforehand. Like, the whole thing is just very odd. And, like, the royals, like, sanctioned that photo. Like, they didn't try to squash it. It's weird. So that was her public appearance, but nobody really put that much stock into it. And it kind of, like, gave people more questions than answers. A lot of people said, oh, that's Pippa in a wig. No, it's not. Or, oh, that's, you know, a body double, or this has been photoshopped or something. People didn't really, no one's concerns were, you know, calmed by that. Anyway, flash forward to Princess Kate and her children appearing in a photo yesterday. It's the Mother's Day photograph that they released. And This is the caption that was written with it. Okay, sure enough, I can't find the photo that was posted yesterday or like the original post. Do you want to know why? It's because Kate Middleton posted this picture, or the palace posted this picture of Kate with her three children. They're all standing around her. I'm sure you guys have seen the photo. And it had like a Mother's Day little message on it. And then the internet starts looking at the photo and they see all the inconsistencies. So they see things such as a weirdly photoshopped hand and wrist situation with Princess Charlotte. One of Kate's hands is blurry, but the other one isn't. Kate's also not wearing a wedding ring, which is really weird because if they're trying to like squash rumors, why not have her wear her wedding ring? All of the kids are like open mouth laughing, and there's just some weird inconsistencies with the photo. And so obviously the internet is like zooming in, tearing this photo apart. And then a few hours later, the Associated Press issues a kill notice for the photo. So to add some context to that, I'm going to read a text from my friend Taylor Tucker. She is a news producer, and when she saw this kill notice, much like other PR and news and comms professionals, she had a lot of pause. Because in the news world, facts come from the Associated Press. That is the precedent that the Associated Press has set. They are a factual news organization. Their articles and stuff are not written with any spin or anything like that. And when you read an article from like CNN or Fox News or something, you will see like via the Associated Press. So it's a group of journalists that are working for the Associated Press. And then they sell these stories and their reporting and their findings to these organizations. So this is what Taylor said about the Associated Press issuing a kill notice to all media outlets. Because once the internet started dissecting this photo, the Associated Press said, "Hey, everyone, stop running this photo. We can no longer verify the facts that we reported in this photo." And again, most PR people have said that in their lifetime, they haven't seen the Associated Press issue a kill notice of this magnitude. If they do issue a kill notice, it's of some like small thing. And people have said, even if it's something big, they've never seen it over a photoshopped image. So here's what my friend Taylor said. "In all of my years using the Associated Press, I have never seen a kill notification of this magnitude, which is huge for the AP to do. In news, we treat the AP as fact. Since we can't fact check every single story ourselves, we have to rely on the Associated Press. When we see the AP story, when we see an AP story of any kind, we run with it. We don't have to say according to the Associated Press like we would say according to CNN. So that's why it's so important for the AP to kill this if they believe it's a fake photo. Their trustworthiness is everything to other news organizations." So that was the most damning thing of all until this morning. So the Associated...
Until this morning.
Yeah. So the Associated Press killing this photo made everyone go, okay, what the hell is really going on here? Because if they're saying this photo is not fact anymore, that legitimizes all of these weird conspiracies. So, and then we'll talk about theories in a moment. But then something possessed the British royal family to issue this tweet and this rebuttal to this whole scandal this morning. And this tweet that they sent made everything 4,000 times worse. "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. C." The letter C, not like C as in Spanish for yes. I don't know why I felt like I had to specify that. But honestly, with this weird zany story, weirder things have happened.
Yeah.
Anyway. So let's break down that whole statement. Their official story with that photo, before even the scandal, was that Prince William took the photo and they wanted to share it with the people. Now they're saying, so Prince William took this photo, Princess Kate edited it for fun, sent it. So then the logistics of this dream scenario that they want us to believe is that Prince William snapped this nice, fun family photo of Kate Middleton without her wedding ring on, surrounded by her children after abdominal surgery. And then Kate Middleton had some fun on Canva in PicTapGo and then sent that to the Palace comms team, where normally that, like, you can't get any royal news out without extreme levels of difficulty. Like, you guys might remember when Prince Harry and Princess Meghan, are we still supposed to call her Princess Meghan? I can't remember. When they said that they were going to, you know, be distancing themselves from the royal family, they came out with a whole FAQ thing on their website saying, this is a new chain of command. This is exactly, like, the style guide of how to refer to us. This is, like, how to get a hold of us. This is the channels that we will be using for communication now. Instead of all of these channels of communication that we would normally engage in to get news out to the public, we will now be doing this. Like, these things are set in stone. So this fantastical idea that William just snapped a photo,
texted it over.
Yeah, Princess Kate was like, oh, let me, like, edit some things. And, like, the things that, if the story is to be believed, why would she edit a hand weirdly? Why would she do all these weird things? So it gave people more questions than answers. And a big thing to know about the theories that are going on right now is that not only are there weird Photoshop inconsistencies with the photo, but the posting led the public to believe that this was a new photo, that Kate was saying, Happy Mother's Day, I'm surrounded by my kids. But when you look at the outfits, first of all, Princess Charlotte is wearing basically a head-to-toe outfit, the same outfit that she wore on this, like, charity day in a video that was published and released in December. The actual day was in November, but it's like they did some, like, charity work, then they made a video about it to kind of get people in the spirit of giving. So Princess Charlotte is basically head-to-toe in that outfit. Princess Kate, when you look at her outfit, the boots are the same. In the royals, they hardly ever repeat clothing.
Outfit repeat?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It is something that Princess Kate has been trying to do a little bit more recently because, like, there's been so many, like, comments about her spending.
Sustainable fashion.
Well, so, like, she'll have, like, a big outfit and then you'll see her kind of wearing, like, one or two of the pieces again reworked in a different way. And then that's immediately written up in the British press where it's like, Thrifty Katie wears the same cardigan twice. Like, so, anyway. So, Charlotte basically head to toe in the same outfit. And then Princess Kate is wearing A, the same boots, B, what looks like the same pants. And then you look at the sweater that she's wearing, and this is all in my Instagram stories, in my, like, Princess Kate Instagram highlight on I Just Want to Chat podcast on Instagram. Anyway, she's wearing the sweater, but the sweater is black in the photo. But if you look at her outfit that she was wearing on that day in this video, in the charity video, she's wearing a white sweater, but it's the same sweater. So it looks like they just dyed, not dyed, but like they colored the sweater black to make it look like it was on a different day.
Hmm.
But like, the collar is exactly the same. The threading is the same. The bottom of the sweater is the same. So it's just like, why? So it just makes everything 40 million times worse because in today's day and age, the easiest thing, like, they could clear up these rumors so easily. And I mean, of course, there will be speculation no matter what. Like, I mean, people still speculate on the moon landing. Like, people will look at Kate and they'll be like, oh, this was an AI-generated video. Like, she could hold up a video of her, like, holding up today's newspaper, and people would be like, look at that shadow in the background. Like, this doesn't line up. So, of course, there will be speculation no matter what. But for the most part, if they wanted to squash the rumors, they definitely didn't do that today. Like, definitely did not. And if you just want to think about, like, okay, best case scenario, the royal family has been 100% truthful this whole time. And They've just fallen into a series of whoopsies, and they like this, really weird. And like this has kind of got away from them, and oh, oops, like. Like, don't know what to do now, but, like, maybe if we just tweet and say that Kate was, like, you know, photoshopping for fun, like, that's, it doesn't look good. And, best case scenario, there's all those facts. And then what you're left with is the public looking at this already controversial, outdated institution saying, wow, these people are so outdated and so out of touch. Where they can't even clear up a rumor. Like, their levels of incompetency are so high where they cannot even have, like, they don't even have the wherewithal. They're that old fashioned and that behind the times where they can't just say, let's have Kate just pop on Instagram Live real quick. Or, like, let's just, like, have her literally just hop on a video, her and William holding hands, which I'm sure we're going to get some variation of this in the next 3 days. I could picture it now. They're standing in front of a blank white wall where they like nothing can be discerned from the background. They're going to be holding hands on William's lap, and Kate's going to say, I have been delighted and tickled by the amount of care and concern I've gotten from the public. I'm here to say that I have recovered from my surgery and I'm excited to see you all on Easter morning. She'll say some kind of variation of that. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. But it would be so easy for them to clear it up. So now the public, even if everything has been true, is left with, holy crap, this whole system is effed. Like, this, why are we even doing this anymore, you know? Then at worst, we're left with a big lie. And it all just sucks. Anyway, so that's where we are at as of right now. And it is also worth noting that that Meghan Markle was dealt the crappiest hands ever for wanting a little bit of privacy. And, like, here's a article. This is from the Telegraph royal family. So, like, a legitimate institution from, reporting institution from the UK. They ran a big article saying that Meghan couldn't demand privacy for baby Archie while asking the public to fund her family's lifestyle. And at the same time, now the Telegraph is running these articles saying, like, everyone needs to give Princess Kate some privacy. And yeah, again, that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's confusing. Yeah. That definitely is weird.
Yes. To me. It's not how it works.
As an outsider.
As an outsider. Yeah, Alex, what are you thinking right now?
I am so confused. At first, I totally thought what you were saying, that the theory you thought was true, that she had some complications from the surgery, that it was a big nothing burger. But I don't know. I still don't think these other theories are likely. But yeah, just everything you're saying makes it more and more confusing. Like,
yes, and
makes it, then those things maybe a little more credulous.
Another layer of weirdness is that the Independent, who is, I mean, they did run an article about me over the summer with my Oppenheimer Windepee video, so I should be very nice to the Independent.
The Independent.
But the Independent just decided, just for fun, to run a positive story outlining the background of Prince William's mistress today. Lady Rose Hanbury, who is the Marchioness of Cholmondeley? And it's just a bio about William's mistress. Doesn't mention William or anything. It's just like, who is our lady of, who is this random titled woman? So that's just another layer of weirdness. So anyway, I asked on my Instagram earlier if anybody had any questions. So let's just kind of attack those really quick. We probably covered a lot of them, but let me see. Why would she Photoshop? Why not just post the original even if it was old? My question, exactly. Like, it's just the layers of weirdness. There's something that's being hidden here, and we don't know what yet. And it's so suspicious because it would be so easy to clear up. Because there would be, I mean, of course, again, there would still be some controversy if she said, here's a photo of me and the children back in November. And also, side note, if you look in the background of this photo, there's like trees And like the foliage isn't what it would look like at this time of year in northern England, where they're supposedly at right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, they should have said this is a an old photo. What's with so many royals not appearing for public appearances? That's a big thing too. So a lot of people are wondering, is this the end of the British monarchy? Because King Charles, he has an excuse, right? But Prince William isn't really doing his duties right now, even though he's supposed to be. And if they said, hey, he's taking off some time right now to take care of Kate, that would be fine. But they're not being normal about it, so we can't know what he's really up to. Really, the only working person that they had up until last week was Camilla. But then Camilla announced that she's going to be stepping away for a little bit to help take care of Charles. So we don't have a working British royal right now. Here I am sitting in Las Vegas, Nevada. We don't have a working royal. Where's our monarchy? But you know what I mean. Anyway. So, yeah. Basically, all we know right now, because people are saying, like, what do we know of her whereabouts right now? Truthfully, the answer is nothing. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to feed into the she's dead. You think the
car thing is fake?
I think that the car thing is weird. Because they should have been able to get a clearer photo. Which, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier.
So do you Princess think it's Kate. Fake?
No, I just think it's weird. So
you think it's real then?
No, I don't. I think that there's something strange afoot. Because Princess Kate's, like, go-to in the past has always been like, oh, something weird's happening in the press. I will let the press see me and see that I'm, like, carrying on with my life. And to do that, I'm going to have the paparazzi take a picture of me from the car. They did it when Harry and Meghan left the UK. She did it the day after the Oprah interview when, like, she was called racist. She did it when the Queen died. And she was, like, very solemn and all black in her car. Like, there are so many photos of Princess Kate making that same exact drive to the kids' school. And they're all clear as day. And yet we have one photo that looks like it was taken on a Razor phone from 2005. And that's all we're supposed to go on. Something strange is afoot. So, long story short, we don't know exactly what's going on. I don't think she's dead. And that's all I can say at this point. Because if she was dead, that would be wild, and they would just have to tell us. Like, what are they going to do? Like, find a body double? Like, that is a unavoidable truth. It's like people that, like, pretend like they're pregnant or something. It's like, okay, well, what are you... Like, what's the end game here with your lies? Like, if she was really dead, or if she was, like, really harmed or something, the gig is going to be up one day. So it's like, you're going to have to just tell the truth. So I don't think that she's dead for multiple reasons. One, because I'm trying to be decent here, and two, because they would have to tell us at some point, so it would look way worse for them to tell us later. But then again, it doesn't seem like they care that much about looking bad now, because this whole thing looks bad. Okay. Can you elaborate more on what her uncle said regarding her health on Big Brother UK? I can, but there's not really that much to elaborate on. So, who was it? Ika Sue? I can't remember how you say her name. Somebody on Celebrity Big Brother asked her uncle, what's her health? Like, how is her health? And literally all her uncle said is, like, I can't really talk about that. Like, she's doing fine. But I'm going to respect her privacy. So we don't really know much from that. Anyway, Alex Arndt, do you have any other questions? What's your theory of what's going on with Kate right now?
Well, I was thinking that she just had her surgery and had a colostomy bag or whatever, and they didn't want to show it.
Yeah, that does seem like a valid theory. And then just one more thing I wanted to address really quick. I made a TikTok about it earlier, but a pro-royal theory that I keep seeing around is, like, of course Kate photoshopped these photos. She has children, and she, of course, would want to do some face swapping to make the best photo. Because, like, how could you get all of your kids looking at the same time?
That is difficult.
No, but here's the thing, Alex. So I...
But not as much...
I talked about this earlier. First of all, let's take away media training aside.
Can't they... Why don't you have a professional do the...
Right. Okay, but... So the youngest child is older than Leo. Like, the youngest child is, like, 6.
Yeah, they should be better.
Yeah, and, like, they don't even have media training. Like, so Alex and I, we have 4 children. Our oldest is 7, our youngest is 1. We take our family photos once a year. Is every single photo a hit? No, definitely not. Like, definitely not every single child looking. But every photo session, we get at least 5 or 6 photos with everybody looking. If I take...
It takes a lot of photos.
No, but I mean, if I... When I took their kids, their pictures for Valentine's Day, I have 10 photos of them all looking at the same way. And my kids aren't media trained. My kids aren't... Like, I mean, I have been, like, sticking my phone in their face since the moment that they were born, taking pictures and saying, like, oh, smile for mommy. But, like, they're not royal children. So, yeah. Like, that theory also does not hold any weight to me. Sorry. Sorry about that also. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at with Princess Kate. I hope that that all made sense. But that's... Those are all the facts as we know them, with some speculation. Any other commentary?
No, I think that made sense to me.
Yeah, that's good. But
yeah, I'm curious to see how this ends up.
It has to end up. I mean, if they're going to say anything before Easter, it's going to be exactly what I described.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what it should be. But the fact that this would be so easy to clear up, but they haven't done it, is wild. Anyway, the Oscars, we could briefly talk about it, even though we kind of talked about it in the beginning of the show. No real surprises. Emma Stone won. I don't know if anybody saw Poor Things, but it wasn't my cup of tea, but I could still admire it, and I know that it was an artistic achievement. She did a really good job. I've seen a lot of discourse saying that Lily Gladstone shouldn't have run in lead actress. She should have run in supporting. And I agree and I disagree with that. I think Lily Gladstone was a supporting actress in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, that's what it kind of seems like.
Yeah, like, I mean, like that.
I mean, she did have a big part, but.
She had a big part, but like.
But she wasn't the main
character. I think she's in 27% of the movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's not the main character in it. She's one of the main, definitely one of the top build.
Yeah.
But
yeah, she's.
But I can see from a career standpoint why she would want to put herself in the lead category.
Yeah.
Because then she can continue to get leading roles, and this isn't just going to be like a flash in the pan role of like, oh, like this like new actress. And I mean, like, she has a lot of acting credits. So I'm not trying to act like she's like some child star or something, but like, it was a smart career move to put herself in lead actress, especially now she has all this hype. But the actual role, I think, was probably more supporting. If the movie was about Molly, that'd be a different story. But this movie was about the crimes committed by Ernest and his family. And then Molly just kind of happened to be a victim of those, you know? Which is a kind of classic supporting fodder. So I don't know why it's a controversial take to say that she should have been supporting, but that's what I keep seeing online. I think that people that have been criticizing the she should have been in supporting angle, I think that those people say that they like really care about film, and they're like, her, like, they couldn't have made the movie without her role. Like, she was integral to the role. And yes, I agree with that, but that's
true, but you could say that about anything.
No, but I feel like people are looking at it as like the movie, when really they need to be looking at it as the Oscar. Like, much like how when Taylor Swift won for one album of the year for Midnights, and there was all this discourse of people saying like, she did not have the best album of the year, she blah 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 blah. And they were looking at the album. What they weren't looking at was the Grammys, and they should have been looking at the Grammys and looking at the voting body for the Grammys. Because if you look at the voting body for the Grammys and who votes on these things, the way that Grammys are won, giving it to Taylor Swift was a no-brainer. Like, that was never probably not going to happen. Like, there was a little bit of me that thought it was going to be SOS. But Like, you have to look at the organization. You can't look at the body of work, if that makes sense. Which I know that's backwards, but that's just kind of how it is. Alex Arndt, do you have anything else to say? I'm Just Ken, the performance of a lifetime. We need Ryan Gosling in a musical ASAP.
He did La La Land, right?
Yes, but I want him in a Baz Luhrmann something. My dream of all dreams is that Baz Luhrmann would direct a larger-than-life adaptation of Hamilton. Like, that's what I want to see before I die. Like, colorful, loud, in your face. And we can let Ryan Gosling be King George in that, if he wants to. I always wanted that role to go to Sacha Baron Cohen, but if it must, it could go to him. Do you have any other thoughts before we depart?
No, I think I'm all thought it out.
Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the I Just Want to Chat podcast. I'm Mary. This is my husband, Alex. I don't know why I'm introducing him. He's not a regular on the show, but also he kind of is because I can never remember to get guests for this show. You can find us on TikTok at I Just Want to Chat podcast. You can find us on Instagram at I Just Want to Chat podcast. And you can use my code Want to Chat for 10% off at Shine Cosmetics, and you could get the best mascara ever. You can get the best BB cream ever. But seriously, the mascara, I talk about it all the time to all my friends. And the discount code will work, I think, whenever. Like, you could normally stack it even when they have, like, random sales. So, anyway, go to shinecosmetics.com and use my code WANNACHAT for 10% off of your purchase. And we'll see you. We'll see you when we see you. If there's any updates, I'll make a new episode. I want to say that we'll be back here next week, but, you know, Things happen. Anyway, love you all. Bye.